What's happening here? The first reading is on page 69. And it's the reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Now, pay attention here to the first line, or the first couple lines. The Lord God has given me a well-trained tongue. Get this line. That I might know how to speak to the weary, a word that will rouse them. And then it says, morning after morning, he opens my ears that I may hear, and I have not rebelled, I have not turned back. I gave my back to those who would beat me. So even in the midst of, it sets up for us, even in the midst of the crucifixion, of the death, that the Lord gave him everything that he might lift up the weary. To think about that, already prophesied in the beginning, that everything he did was to lift up us who are weary. A couple of weeks ago, I was in Sinking Spring. I think you got to see some of the stuff. It was a great place, great crowd, great priests. Everything was perfect from that place. And there was a priest there who's older than me, but ordained only 2 or 3 years. And I was sitting there talking to him about how tired I get when I'm in the middle of the Lent and all the parish missions and all the retreats and everything else and trying to do it all. And I was just like complaining. He says, isn't it wonderful though, Father, that our weariness refreshes others? I go, oh yeah, that's nice. But it's the truth. You know, and what it is, Jesus' weariness, Jesus' suffering, Jesus being beaten, Jesus dying on the cross, Jesus going through the torture, brings us health, healing, love. It gives strength to us who are weary. And as we enter this holiest of weeks, you know, we need to remember that this is what it's about, because again, sometimes Lent focuses us so much on ourselves and what we're doing or what we're not doing. You know, okay, I had this thing I was going to give up for Lent and I didn't give it up the way I'm supposed to. And then we just feel bad and we look at ourselves and we think, boy, I'm not perfect. And when am I going to sit there and stop doing this stuff? And the devil keeps us focused on self. But we got to get this. That this week, this Lent, everything that this stuff's about is he did to lift us up who are weary. That's why he did it. To lift us up who are weary. And if you and I enter into this week like this, that he, and when I come to all the services I can this week, he does this to lift me up because I'm weary. To give me strength. Then this Holy Week will be a phenomenal Holy Week for us, because then we focus on him and what he did for us instead of what, who we are and what we did or didn't do for him this Lent or in our life. So that's where we must begin. That Lent, Holy Week, Passion Sunday, all the Triduum is about what Jesus did for us. And so the first thing that should make us is grateful. The second thing it should make us is refreshed. So will you focus this week on, oh, I can't eat meat on Friday and I got to fast, oh my. Or you let Jesus refresh you and says, listen, I want to set you free from your slavery to the senses, to your body. I want you to set you free from your slavery to sin. Come to me. I want to refresh you. Look at me on the cross. I do this to give you life. Look at me weak. I do this to make you strong. And it all begins the same thing then as what he now does, is then gives us the example. And see, but unless we sit there and let him do this for us first, then we try to do it for others under our power and forget it. You get irritable. Well, not you maybe, but me. You know, we get irritable and we get this because we're tired and we're doing these things, da, 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 and we focus on self and we think, no, wait, the reason I do this is because he did it for me. Oh, Oh, okay. So what I got to do is be refreshed by Jesus, and now I can go and do it for him. But he's the Savior, not me, not you, him. Okay? So you got to let Jesus save you and refresh you first. But then, you and I got to sit there and say, now, Jesus, gladly, use me. I want to be used. Jesus, I want to be made weary for love of you and the people you've brought into my family, my friends, the people around me. And see, it's an altogether different way when you and I enter into Lent or Holy Week saying, Lord, okay, now that I've experienced your refreshment, now I want to experience your weariness for love. I choose this then, Jesus. And if you and I choose then to enter into this Holy Week and give our lives in love for others, then our life, our tiredness, our giving away of ourselves will bring refreshment to our families, to our friends, to the people. And then Holy Week becomes real for us. As he did, so I do. But I still let him do it for me first. You got it? Get it? You gonna do it? Better. Make sure you know his love today and forever. Amen.